A goodness. The Bezdin has already put out a letter regarding Fabrengens and Shabbos Mevarchim that these should be held on Matzah Shabbos in a phone conference or anything of that sort. We'll just point out that the Rebbe has indeed done so when it came the year Tavshin Lamed Ches, and the Rebbe held many Fabrengens by having a hookup from his room, and he said this is because of the Yerida, because of the Rebbe's health condition. This is a Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. And many places we find the importance of having Fabrengens with people in various different fashions. Normally the Seder is that we Fabrengen Shul and then we continue at home, as the Rebbe describes in a particular letter, B'negei to the Seder of Shabbos Mevarchim. This Shabbos, the Seder will be slightly reversed. We'll be Fabrengen the entire Shabbos with our family. The importance of Fabrengen with our family cannot be overestimated. It is brought down b'chlal to the derech of Chassidim, as they say, l'chaim. They always have in mind the Bnei Beisam, B'negei to the Bnei Bayis, but at the same time, the Friedige Rebbe writes in the Sicha, in the Beis Tammuz, and the Rebbe explained it at length on Tavshin Chav Zayin, that they should have in mind Klal Yisrael as well. Well, this week we'll be sitting with our Bnei Bayis, not only having Kavanah for the Bnei Bayis, but sitting with them and having in mind Klal Yisrael as well. And subsequent to the Fabreng with our Bnei Bayis, which is a critical component of a Chassidish Mishpacha, to sit and include in our family and our Fabrengens, and we learned this from our Rabbeim. The Rebbe says that often the Friedige Rebbe would Fabreng with his Bnei Beisai on Shabbos, and the Rebbe tells the lesson that we learned from the Tzemach Tzedek, that he held the Latke Sovet on Chanukah, that it's important to get involved in dealing with our family. So this Shabbos we'll spend time with our family, and after Shabbos we'll continue the Fabrengen. Many times, in many psichas, it says that it's hard to make a proper Fabrengen on Shabbos because people are limited on Shabbos, who could come and who can't come, and people berichuk makam from distance cannot come, and therefore the Fabrengen should be held in a place we want to attract other people on Matzah Shabbos. In this case, the Fabrengen will be Matzah Shabbos over the phone and other such mediums. The Eibur should help that all this should be totally irrelevant, because we'll have Mashiach will come, take from Yad Mamash, our homes will be transformed into a Beis HaMikdash and be attached to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and may that take place. Erev Chof Hei Adar, Erev Shabbos HaChodesh, take from Yad Mamash, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek.